We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. In the impeachment investigation, more questions about President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Correspondent Manu Raju reports.
What we're expected to hear, the lawmakers will hear today, is more concerns being raised about the role that Rudy Giuliani played. This has been a consistent theme throughout, that the president's personal attorney worked outside of official channels to pursue Ukrainian policy, to push for those investigations into the president's political rivals.
Two State Department experts on Ukraine, Catherine Croft and Christopher Anderson, will testify today behind closed doors. Politico says Croft will tell investigators that she received calls from lobbyist Robert Livingston to get then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, fired because of her alleged ties to the Obama administration. Democrats in the House vote tomorrow on procedures for public impeachment hearings. The autopsy report called it suicide, but former New York City medical examiner Dr. Michael Bodden has his suspicions about the death of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a Manhattan federal prison.
I was asked by the brother, the next of kin, to be at the autopsy. Mm-hmm. And at the autopsy on day one, there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation.
Dr. Bodden told Fox and Friends there is further evidence of homicide, citing the type of fractures found. In 50 years, he says, he's not seen such fractures in a suicidal hanging. Bodden is a Fox News contributor. The city council has a packed agenda today. Probably the biggest item up for a vote is Speaker Cory Johnson's master plan to remake New York City streets. The measure seeks to better protect bike riders and pedestrians. Another proposal would further limit when horses can work on hot days. Carriage operators say it'll cut into their business. Those in favor of the plan call it a reasonable way to make the lives of horses a little more humane. The measure is part of a package of animal rights bills. Another includes a ban on the sale of foie gras made from the livers of geese that are force-fed. Something's not right. Another car has been damaged by falling debris from elevated train tracks. Thousands of metal baskets are supposed to prevent such things.
New York City Transit President Andy Byford insisting each and every one of these debris-catching baskets will be inspected in the next week after this latest incident here on Liberty Avenue.
Unfortunately, a piece of debris, what's called a D-wedge, fell from the elevated structure. That fell down. It hit a person's car. Thank goodness no one was hurt.
Three incidents in just the last week alone, including when debris hit Yasmin Fitzpatrick's car in Brooklyn.
I got out of the vehicle and climbed on top and looked. I said, oh my God. Oh no.
Byford tells 1010 Wins he's taking personal responsibility to make sure all safety measures already in place are actually working. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins. In Ozone Park.
FDNY EMS Lieutenant Raymond Wong gets to go home from Mount Sinai Hospital today. He suffered an aortic aneurysm on the BQE 2 weeks ago when he had stopped to lend assistance to another EMS worker who'd suffered a stroke. At the time, FDNY Commissioner Daniel Nigro said, "We are not believers in coincidences, except for today. It is an extremely tragic coincidence." Doctors hailed Wong's incredible recovery. The other EMT, 63-year-old Liam Glenane, underwent surgery and continues his recovery. The family of a 15-year-old boy has hired a lawyer, and a notice of claim will be filed today. Benjamin Marshall was punched in the face by a cop during a melee at the J Street Metro Tech subway station last Friday. He was one of five teens placed under arrest. The brawl was caught on camera. Benjamin's parents say their son wasn't even in the fight. He was only there with a friend who entered the station to retrieve his backpack. And they say police lied to them about what had happened. They're planning to sue for $5 million. A Queens woman says Immaculate Conception Catholic School in Jamaica discriminated against her 8-year-old son by telling him he couldn't wear his hair in cornrows. Lavona Batts says she's taking the school to court in what's an early test of a state law passed in July that bars policies that ban traditional hairstyles like braids and locks. She says she tried to contact the principal to work something out for her son, Jediah, but the school wouldn't budge, and she decided to pull him out. School officials and the Diocese of Brooklyn had no immediate comment. A study finds the nation's death rates from heart failure are surging. It says there are two reasons for this: the aging population of adults over 65 and the worsening health of young people from things like obesity and diabetes. The death rate rose nearly 21% between 2011 and 2017. The CDC says an estimated 6.2 million Americans suffer from heart failure, and more than 8 million will have the condition by 2030. The study is published in the journal JAMA Cardiology. New Yorkers love their pizza. Now a band is literally singing its praises.
I've had pizza in Chicago, Connecticut, and Italy. Still those Brooklyn pizza blues eat away inside of me.
Oh, Brooklyn Pizziolos are launching an album entitled Right Out of the Oven. It features cheesy songs paying tribute to Brooklyn's pizza scene.
Nothing flows like Brooklyn pizza. What's up, Brooklyn girl?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.